that if kiblu chalayu, then you're pater from paying. You made a mistake, but you're pater. The ilo zeusrim. I just want to tell you, I think Pasha made a toast in reading the Rashi. I just want to clarify it. Maybe you were embarrassed to tell me yesterday, but Pasha, just to know how to read the Rashi. The point that Rashi is saying is he's explaining the words of Rav Yosef. So Rashi says, Ikibu chalayu, in other words, Rav Yosef saying to Mazutra, if they accepted you as the Dayan, the Gamri, so that's the Rashi that we have to still come back to. If they will mekabel you completely as a judge, that they'll absorb the loss if you made a mistake, then lo tishalim. The ilo zil shlim. The imlo kiblu ta'usach aleihem. If they did not accept your error on them, the amrulach. That's how you read it. The amrulach. They said to you, and as Rashi is putting himself into Rabbi Yosef's words. Yes, so the Amrulach, they said to you, and Tosis paraphrases Rashi, this is the Amrulay, because he's speaking in the abstract. Rashi's speaking about the specific Rabbi Yosef. Pasha, I read it. The Amrulach, they said to you, Dainus London Torah, Zil Shlim, then you have to pay, but meanwhile the din remains. And you see, therefore, Gamav Esavir with Abishuas is also Dine Din. So this Rashi, at many levels, needs to be explained. First and foremost, Rabbi Yonah, I found afterwards, Rabbi Leib, and many others, are struck by what seems to be something of a steer within the two Rashis. Rashi starts by saying that the case that you're pater from paying is kiblu chalayu, meaning in ledinim with tos. That means anything short of that, you have to pay. The only time you don't have to pay is I tell you chatchila, I'm accepting that I don't have to pay if you made a mistake. But then the Rashi has the other case, the ilo case, is that they said Dinus London Torah. Rashi seems to be saying that they specifically said this is our terms, we're expecting Din Torah, and therefore you make a mistake, you have to pay us because it has to be Din Torah. So that means that the default would be that he's Pater. So which Rashi is the Rashi that's that should be taken more seriously? What is the default? Some of this is Negea. You have to know maybe more. Davav will discuss this. What is the basis, the chlal, of why the Dayan should be chayiv and why he should be pater? By what virtue is he pater? When a mumche, for example, makes a mistake, why is he pater? There are all different svaras. And how does the Kabbalah contribute to that tour? Lemaisa, the two diyukim, two Rashi, seems to be in some level associated with each other. No, one way to say it is that the first Rashi is more precise. In order that you're going to say that he's putter, you have to say I'm absorbing the error, the mistake. I'm willing to tolerate the error. And Rashi just means in the other half, yeah. And even you might have thought that maybe when you say you makabel them denzel din Torah, that also could be that could pass for the same thing. So Rashi wants you to know, no. If he says denzel din Torah, that's not considered the Kabbalah that would patter him. But so too, if he said nothing, he's makabelim without any words. So that also would be mechayiv him to pay. So that would be if you assume that the first Rashi is precise. That seems to be the sense from the Ran. Because one of the kashas that the Ran asks on Rashi is pshita. Rav Yosef has to state the obvious. But we'll soon see, in response to this kasha of the Ran, as well as the other kasha of the Ran, which is Tosef's kasha, there may be a whole different way to read the Rashi. Let me be Magdim already now, because we're going to come to it soon. Rashi quotes this Inyan Adinus Lundin Torah. Where does that expression originate? We're learning Dafei, so where does it come from? It comes from Davav. This is the Gemara that Tosus asks on Rashi from. The Gemara discusses the Mishnah Bechoros that says initially, Danes Adin, Zikas Azachai, Zikas Azachai, and so on. Masha Asa Asui, the din stands, and Mishalmi Besa. That's the Resha of the Mishnah. So that was a Kasha Ravo. You see that one Dayan can judge. The Gemara answers that his case is Kiblu Alayim. Ravo is Moda because it's Kiblu Alayim. They Makabal him as a Dayan. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then Amay Mishal Mibesa. What does he have to pay if the Mekabalim? And the answer given the Gemara is, the Amru Lei Dinus London Torah. That's where Rashi's words seem to come from. Does Rashi mean exactly in the same way that's in the Gemara? That will have to remain to be seen. That's where those words appear. Now, we've been assuming something, which maybe we shouldn't assume so much. How do you touch those words in the Gemara? The Amru Lei Dinus London Torah. Who's speaking and when? So, the way we think, and this is, seems to be the way Tosis is learning the Gemara, they're talking in the beginning, when they're coming to the Dayan, so you can makabel the Dayan in all different ways, and the Gemara says that the case is not that they stumble makabel him, or they would say, you're off the hook. They said, Dayan is London Torah, meaning a priori, in advance, we want you to judge for us the Din Torah. But it's not necessarily the only way to read the Gemara. Because even from a grammatical perspective, what do the words say? Dinus lun din Torah. What does dinus lun mean? Judge for us or judged? Having judged for us. I mean, having judged for us, meaning to say that the conversation is happening after the fact. In other words, Dinus London, and it would therefore be a rhetorical statement. And if you look in the Maharam, on Dav Vav, on that Gemara, that's exactly how the Maharam read, and it's mashma from the Rush as well, that that's what, you see in the Rush, maybe even here too, that that's what those words mean in the Gemara. As if to say that the coming after the fact and saying, Dinus London Torah, you did it in Torah, we expect it in Torah. It means they didn't say anything up front. If you look, I read it from the Lashon HaMaram on those words of the Gemara, Dav Vav. The very first piece on Dav Vav in the Maram, Perush, the Amru Lei Habale Dinim. In other words, what happened initially? They were makabel him. What did they say at the time of the Kabbalah? Nothing. Now, he made a mistake. Now, what is this guy? He's not a Mumchel Rabin. This is the beginning of the Mishnah Bechoros. So originally the Makabel him. So the Gemara was Kasha was. So then how come he has to pay? So the Gemara answers the Kasha by saying a follow up on the original point. The case was complete. They were Makabel him. But what would they say? They said nothing. They Makabel him. You're our judge. And then he made a mistake, and it says that he has to pay. So the Gemara says, why does he have to pay? Says the Gemara, the Amrulei, because they're going to tell him. When are they going to tell him? After the mistake, Dinus London Torah, says the Maharam, Hadikibalnu oscha aleinu, Hainu davka kedisha tadun lanu din Torah. So how do you read it? What punctuation do you put after the word Torah? An exclamation point, a question mark with an exclamation point, rhetorical. Lashon Dinus London Torah, who be Lashon Tamiya? The Dinus London Torah, you did a Torah, of course he'd have to pay. You did the Torah for us, and that's what we expect. Wow, it's a whole new Panim Chadash here on the words of the Gemara. So I found actually in the Oruch Haner, 2 seconds, the Oruch Haner has a short piece on that Gemara, and he has this question. How do you read the Gemara? Is the Gemara stating a rhetorical response that they say later, or is it before? Now, maybe Mordechai Mechavin to the to Aruch Haner's Ha'ar. The Chorech Muchacha has to be that they're speaking before. Why? No, you're not going to ask? Why? Who should be complaining afterwards, Rabbos say? Who should be complaining? Two of them? The guy that lost. But whose words is the Gemara referring to? Dinus Lan in Torah. So this Lama, if you touch it as the coming in advance, the Gemara is refining what happened in this Kabbalah. Kabbalah alayu wasn't Stam a Kabbalah, it's Kabbalah that they said, we insist on Din Torah. So it's the two of them together saying this is what our expectations are, these are our conditions, Dinus Lan Din Torah. So it's the two of them speaking. No one knows who's going to win, who's going to lose, but this is what we expect of you. But if the Peshad is like the Maram, and whoever else is going to learn it as after the fact, that what's Dinus Lan? It should be the one person who lost that can come with that time. That's what the Aruch Haner writes. Hamaram pireish the Amru Lei v'chi Dinus Lan din Torah b'lashon Tamiya. The Hainu Achash Apasku Din Omrim Lahem Kein. So he says be'emes, mashma came the lashon dinus. Dinus lashon avar. The in mikame, if it's beforehand, should mikame shadanu habalel meimar dunu run din Torah. You have to know Aramaic grammar. Dunu run din Torah, not dinus run. We never know. We don't know. Okay, but dunu run din Torah. Of course, the lashon Tosfos that quotes it that way. Avok sas kasha, he says the achag madin. Who's going to ask such a question after this rhetorical question? The one who lost. The Mishi Yetzi Zakai Lo Yishol Kain. He's very happy. But now says the Aruch Haner, how would Rashi have read this Gemara?
It sounds like that it's after the fact, because they're not making any claims against you.
Wait, Lo Yitvauch is the first Rashi. Slow. Says the Aruch Haner, from a Rashi on Daf Hey, we might be able to infer how Rashi read the Lashon on Daf Vav, like the Maharam or not like the Maharam. Yeah?
Based on the first Rashi, he's asking Im Ladin Im Latos, so it's seemingly like before. That also, and
the first Rashi is Kibbul Chalayu in within a Matos. The elo of Rashi was it wasn't the Kabbalah of in within a Matos. Rather, it was the thing that we find in Davav. So seemingly, if Rashi is discussing now after or before, in the Ve'ilo, before. So then it would seem that Rashi read Davav, if we want to make it exactly identical to Davav, but this is going to create the problem that Tosfos is going to create on Rashi. Once we bring Davav into the picture, then we have a problem in the sugya. But understand, at first glance, Rashi's words are guarded by Davav. So he says, Al-Khanev, Midivri Rashi le'el Davhei, Nireh, Demifarish, Dainis London Torah, Shekodem Shepasku Amru Kain. Because Rashi is using that expression, and he's referring to what was going on, and as they entered, if they said Imudin and Matos, we're totally behind you, don't worry, you have immunity, or they said what Dinus Lun Din Torah. It means Rashi is learning the Gemara as what they said in advance, but then he says from the Rush it's Mashma like the Maran, and Mela there's the whole discussion. Now this is assuming that Rashi is not just quoting, using the Lashon Gemara here, but he's using it in the same way that it was used in the Gemara. What we're soon going to see in a little bit in the Shach is that maybe Rashi is using those words in a very different way than in the Gemara. The Pashtus, he'd want it to be exactly corresponding to the Gemara. What's the problem in Rashi? So, number one is what the Ran asks. The first Kasha is that it's obvious. If he says, if they say, you're off the hook, of course he's off the hook. And the second kasha of the Ran, which is what we saw in Tosfos yesterday, is that from the sugya davav it emerges that if you have a case like this, that they said dinusun din Torah, the din is that what? If he's not a mumcha l'rabin, he has to pay. But what else is true? What else is true? It's a good din. If that's correct, that in a case of them being Makabel on a level of Dinusgan Din Torah, the din stands, even by someone who's not on the level of Mumchul Rabin, then what right did the Gemara have to prove from Rabbi Yosef's statement to Mazutra that you can even be a Mumchul Rabin without Netilas Rishus? Well, maybe Mumchul Rabin needs Netilas Rishus as well, so he doesn't have the qualification of Mumchul Rabin. How come the din stands? The din stands because you're telling me the elo of Rabbi Yosef was that he said they said to him Dinusun Din Torah. Dinusun Din Torah makes this din stand even by someone who's not a Mumchul Rabin. That's the case on the Mishnah Davav from Bechoros. That's the fundamental question in Rashi. So the only defense that we have right now for Rashi is what we said over yesterday with the Sanhedrin Ketana, that Rashi will learn that La'olam, the Reish of the Mishnah Bechoros, is also discussing what level a person, Imam Chalor Rabin. The only difference between that and the Sefer that says that he's Pater is that in the Sefer he's also not a Rishus. Maybe you could say because he's a samach, and samach by definition is called not the rishus, or because it is a case of a mumcha rabbi that's not the rishus, and that's the only difference. But you really need a mumcha rabbi together with kibbul chalayim, and therefore the gemara's raya remains a raya, because without having mumcha rabbin status, kibbul chalayim would also go nowhere. Not only for a vo, but even for Shmuel, we suggested. That's the only answer we have at this point for Rashi, but we'll see. Maybe there's more to say for Rashi. But the kasha is obviously predicated on reading the Gemara Davav and reading the Rashi here, the Ilo, as the identical case that they said up front, Dinus London Torah. And then something doesn't line up, because in Davav, the Dinus London Torah case is even by Imam Chalorabim, that he has to pay, but the din stands. And here, we're trying to use this case of Rabbi Yosef as a raya that Mazutra has the level of Mumcha L'Rabbi. That's the kasha that Tosis asks on us. Yeah.
Please, we could pinpoint Rashi why he must say it before.
I understand. Because you saw the Yad Ramah, right? No, you didn't. Okay. What does it say? Why does the Aruch HaNer assume that Rashi means this before? It's parallel to the earlier Rashi. Yikibul Chalayu versus Lo. Ilo. Kibul Chalayu versus Ilo. Kibul Chalayu means they said initially in within and with Tos. That's an initial Kabbalah. That the Ilo is not that Kabbalah, but something else. What's the something else that they said initially, not in within and mitos, but with you, but dynasty in Torah. So that would make the words of Rashi, dynasty in Torah, if you want to go back to Davav, it would also parallel that and assume that we're discussing what they said in the beginning. Which is not the way the Maran read Davav, dynasty in Torah. I think Moore was saying it, that's what they'll tell him afterwards. But the Aruch HaNer says Rashi Bav Hei, it's mashma not like the Maran. Yoni?
How does the Sanhedrin Katana suggest that Rashi's holding that the Resha is talking about a Mumcha? Rashi on Bob Manav says the Mumcha Lake of Neymar.
So you have to say the Mumcha Rashi is the Mumcha of the Sefer. In other words, let's put it in terms of Netilas Vesur, so let's put it in terms of Samuch. If you will, you could argue that Samuch has the same halacha on Natal Vesur. That's the debate in Iran. Whether samach by definition has the maila of natal rishus. So if you hold like the Ramban, that a samach automatically has the immunity of natal rishus, so Rashi means that's what the sefer is. The sefer has the maila of natal rishus. You have to, it's a little bit of a dochik maybe, but here, you have to know otherwise, but lemaisa, it's anyway hard, because if Rabba Bahu, according to Rashi, doesn't, you know, if Rashi, let's see, Rashi means mumcha l'rabim, and the reisha is not mumcha l'rabim. How's that going to help Rabba Bahu? Rav Avoh holds that Mumcha L'Rabim can't be judged by himself. This Brisa can't go with Rav Avoh. So anyway, how could Rashi be trying to suggest an answer? That answer is not going to work. So you anyway have to figure something to learn that. We have to know, we'll get to that Rashi. How to be that Rashi? Avram and... Okay, we'll go around. Clockwise, yeah.
I'm just curious also, according to... We're going to say that it's talking about why is it that Rabbi Yehovah would say if he's a Mughal Rabbin with Kibbul it would work, but without Mughal Rabbin Kibbul wouldn't work? Like, if it's the Kibbul is making him allowed, what difference does it make if he's Mughal Rabbin or not?
So we only scratched the surface. What's the Kibbul Rayu? How does it work? How does it create immunity? That's why I think we may wait for some of that to develop. What exactly is the mechanism of Kibbul Olayim? What gives him that immunity? We'll see a little bit in the Ran here today on it. What exactly is it? Is it like a mechila up front? Is it something that he's got called an on? He's an onus if he has the right to judge. All different possible svaras.
But not just the immunity. No,
right now. But according to the Katana, it's only going to work if he's already on some level. It's not stam. It can't work by itself. It has to work together with some paradigm. Neil.
Can we say that from the Nimuk Yosef that says Rashi is not like the case, the new case that Nimuk Yosef brought, but if they told him before, Din Lana Din Torah, and he made a mistake, then it's not Din at all. that Rashi would say that Dantlan Din Torah is like saying it's after.
I don't know, let's wait. If we have to look at Yosef, let's hold this. For now, we're just looking at Rashi, and we can go slow for some of the Rishon. We'll see the Ran, maybe we'll get to Nuki Yosef. At this point, all I'm pointing out is the Orach HaNer's drawing the line between the Gemara Davav Dantlan Din Torah and the Rashi here. How you could have read Dantlan Din Torah and Davav as a rhetorical question after the fact, and what Orach HaNer thinks is that in this Rashi, it sounds otherwise. This Rashi is discussing what was said before. It's the only thing we've done so far. And then in terms of the difficulties we have in Rashi, we know what they are. They're obviously a problem from Davav. And we have one way around it with the Tzadri Katana that we saw yesterday, that the Braisa, the Mishnah and Mechoros would have to be even speaking about Mumche in the beginning of the Mishnah, and only changes to Netilas Rishus when you get to the last part of the Mishnah. Yes, Yoni.
So on Hay, can you read the first Rashi also going afterwards? That after whatever din is, they just go.
And you can't come afterwards and say in within the mitzvahs after the fact. That doesn't
as
sound.
It's not, as in they didn't say anything. It's just saying what they did.
What you're trying to say is like this. This is what the Shach is going to do. I mean, you're going ahead of ourselves, but it's okay. What the Shach is going to do, which we'll get to, is that the first Rashi is not about them actually saying the Pemole. We are hereby accepting the toast on us, that you don't have to pay. Rashi never meant to say that. Instead, Rashi meant to say that if they are mekabel this dayan, and this dayan is a mumcha l'rabim, then implicit in that Kabbalah is that they are obviously accepting even the toast, which obviously gets rid of the Ran's kasha right off the bat. The Ran assumed the other way. The Ran says pshita. A pshita. Pshita is if they say that Pen Mali, we accept the toast. Then you have, you know, then it's obvious that he's pshita. Now we're saying, no, it's the contrary. It's when the Makabel, as a dayan, somebody who's already on a level of a mumcha l'rabim, so that becomes equivalent to accepting that he doesn't have to pay, to granting an immunity. Which is going to be, in effect, the Ran's own take on those words. But the Ran didn't think that Rashi had that in mind. And the Shach is going to, in a sense, force it into Rashi. Yeah.
So why according to Rashi, he said
that Torah? So then we'll come back to the other. So that's the second part of the Shach. Well, let's go slow. Let's maybe look at the Ran first. Can we see Tosas Arash? Should we just see the same Tosas Arash before the Ran? Let's just see. We saw the Tosas. Tosa Rush is a little bit more than Tosis. Just maybe quickly, maybe look at Tosa Rush for a minute, and then we'll do the Ran. The Tosa Rush basically starts with the same question from Rashi that we had in Tosis. The Elo Zoshlim. So what does he ask? Pirish Rashi, the Elo, Gerod Omrule, Dinus Gundin Torah. Again. Question mark, exclamation point, or period, that's the question here. The Karshim came, my daik me hachavat, do afilu gomer v'sav inani, ki hai gavna masha asa asim shami beso. Even with someone that doesn't have gomer v'sav there, would have the halacha that the din is remaining in a case like that. Ochem ukmino kaman, mas disim danas adin. Okay, so what is, so now, we're, so how does Tosus and Tosus Rush, how are they going to learn the Gemara? Let's go to the other pshat, and then we'll come back to Rashi. So how are they learning? They're learning Hachi Pirusha. The ilo means the lo kibruch aleihem. Ela shedanta osam balkarchan. Zilshrim. The ilo means that there was no kabbalah whatsoever on their part. After all, the Rush himself and Tosis earlier, they both pointed out that a mumcha l'rabim has a right to be kofeh. So that's the ilo. There was no kabbalah. It was your kfiah. You imposed yourself on them. So then you have to pay. But as far as the din is concerned, mil dinei dina, kivin d'gam b'vesav, v'bach lov d'gam b'vesav, v'bach lov d'gam b'vesav. And that's exactly the point of the Gemara. Abo ikibu chalai lo tishalim. So the ilo means there was no kabbalah. And what's the kibbuch alayu? What kind of kabbalah? What?
Mustamah, they went to you.
Any Kabbalah of any sort. Did they have to say any words out of their mouth? That's not so clear in the Rush. Did they have to say anything? Did they have to say, we're Makabal you as Dayanim? I mean, did they have to say Dayanim Skund in Torah? I don't know if the Rush has such a thing in advance. Did they have to say anything of any kind, or just the very fact that they that came to you and you weren't kofir? We know that the ilo means, according to Tosfos, that you were kofir then. So, the next step up would be that you weren't kofir then. So they just came to you. They didn't have to say we're makabri. But is that what he means, or does he mean there was some kind of a something, some words that express Kabbalah of the diet, but they didn't have to say very much more than that. It's not 100% clear. From the Rif, though, it would be clearer, because what was the Rif's girsa that the Ran quotes? Right, Karisa. Who called who? It was not Kibbalah Alayu, but rather they called you. You who summoned who? Right, the Lashon of the Rif. I have it in bold for some reason here in my Rif. Also coming up, Yosef Amale, Iat Koris Lahu Zilslim, the Inu Korulach Lotishale. So, to say Inu Korulach, it doesn't say the word Kabbalah in it, that's a little Kabbalah. It just means it was not clear. That's clear. In the Girsus Arif, that would be clear. In the Rush, in the Tosfos, we know that the Ilo means you were kofir. But what did Rav Yosef mean by saying the Girsus was Kibbalah Alayu? But Kibbalah Alayu could be the same thing as the fact that they came to you. That's the quarter. But the question is, do you need a form of Kabbalah? So this too has to be thought about. What would be the Nafka Mina? What is the Yisod of making a Pater L'Shale? Do you need a Kabbalah? Or is it just the fact that he's judging you and he didn't force himself on you? Is it the absence of a kfiya that patters him? Or is there some Kabbalah? If there's some Kabbalah, then you have to know, where's the Kabbalah here? Maybe the fact that they came to you is itself like a Kabbalah. You don't have to say it. Or maybe you don't need a Kabbalah. You just need that he wasn't kosher. So that's going to go to the question that we'll have to mevara. What exactly is the basis for the Ptur Milashali? Before we know the why, just simply the what. Does it have to be kibluch literally or implicitly or just the fact that karuluch? That's not clear in the Rush. What does the Rush continue with? But the Gersa was kibluch. Kibluch alayu lo tishale. In fact, the Rush, afagav de masnisin de dona sadin ukimna bin kibluch alayu. So the Mishnah there, the Gemara says the case was Kibbalah. That was the Yishuv for Rav Avol. The case in Bechoros is Kibbalah, right? And yet, what's the din over there in the Mishnah? He has to pay. And here, what Rav Yosef say to Mazutra? Kibbalah alayu lo tishalim. What's the difference? How do you reconcile that? So what does the Rosh answer? Hasam v'sheinu mumche. The reason why there the Kabbalah leaves him having to pay is because we're talking he's not a mumcha. Kidiktani seifa, and my mumcha lebeis din patim l'shalim. So that's the seifa. But the Rush is not through here. See, all this is not an artosis, it's extra points. But what in it? The afag of the hasim ayy b'samuch. So what is the Rush asking? When a Mishnah says, how does he know this? How does he know mumcha lebeis din? How does he know it's a samuch? The words in Bechoros in the Mishnah, "M'haya mumcha lebeizdin," Rashi says, "What do you mean? That's a samach. How do you know that we weren't discussing in mumcha l'rabim all along, and it would be a stira between there and our Gemara? Because it says mumcha in the end. That's a samach. How does he know it's a samach? Yeah, because in the Mishnah, it says the word mumcha in the Mishnah. Eretz Yisrael, stamen means a samach." So the meaning of the Mishnah's mumcha is samach. So he says, but kima de mumcha l'rabim k'rav Nachman v'avchia, afil eina samach nami, v'takans chachami v'lo plug. In other words, whatever is the din by a samach would be the din by mumcha l'rabim based on the takana. So therefore, in the Reisha, we're not discussing even the Mumcha L'Rabim level. The literal meaning of Mumcha L'Beis Din could be Samach, but it's going to be the same halacha from Mumcha L'Rabim. And therefore, in our Gemara, it will have the same din as a Mumcha L'Beis Din of a Samach. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef says, "I the Mishnah B'choros." In the first one, Mishnah, it's you don't have the Maila. Because it's discussing, you don't have the level of Samach or the equivalent of Mumcha L'Rabim. Okay, and then he goes on to call it the Nosa. Yoni, yeah?
Rashi wouldn't agree that the Stamach and the Mishnah is
Rashi Samach? Could. Rashi could agree. Anything we said so far, we said that the Seifa is not a Rishus, so Samach could be like a not a Rishus case. Could be. Yeah, so the Rush basically gives us the basic gist of Tosfos, but he also continues along and says, so what's the difference between the Kibbuch Halayu over here and the Kibbuch Halayu and the Mishnah Bechoros? The answer is, here the Kibbuch Halayu of a Mumcha L'Rabim, and there in Bechoros we're discussing until the end of the Mishnah with someone who doesn't have that level, because the Mumcha is the case in the Seifa. That's a Samach, but whatever is Mumcha L'Rabim is the same Halakha as Samach. Now let's look at the Ran. Ikibu chalai lo tishambi ilo zil shrim zuhi girsas hasvarim. What does he mean by saying zuhi girsas hasvarim? What is he thinking about when he says this? The rift. The rift. Karulach, he called him, he called you. That was the other girsa. Now he's working with this girsa. Pirish Rashi, Ikibu Chalayu Lagamri, Leila Chacharecha Mudinim with Tosko, Tishalim. If they accepted you are on them completely to follow in whatever direction, Lo Tishalim, the Ilo, the Omru Lach. They said to you, Dinus Gadin Torah. Again, we're talking what they said initially to you, Zil Shirin. Umil Mehadadin Alo, Lohada. In other words, you have to pay, but the din remains, like the Mishnah says. This is Rashi. V'lo mechuba, says the Ran. Rashi's hard. Why is Rashi difficult? Number one, Shim kib lo ta'uso. Tzvicha l'meima shein mishalim. Rabbi Yosef has to tell me that your putter, if the mekabel the toast, obviously the putter, the mekabel the toast. So kasha number one is, it's obvious. The Ode, the Hechem Mochim Minei, how can you prove from here, the Dine Dina, that the case of someone who's low not to resource is still going to be part of the Halacha of Mucharam, the Dine Dina, Dil Meshaniach, Shekibu Aleim Kedin Torah. Elah, Shul Kibu Aleim Ta'uso. There was, they were Mekabel, the Dine as a Din Torah, but not the Ta'us. Uke Shekibu Aleim Dino, Eino Chidush Imu Kasher, that's not a chiddush at all. So after had you in a mumcha klal dino din kishekibulem is dino. Once you makabel the din, even without accepting the taos, it's clear the din counts. Kidaminu kaman hachmayaskinan dekablinu alayu. So Kabbalah always works, even someone who's not mumcha rabim, that the din is a din. Only dafka min is what he has to pay. He's mumcha rabim, he doesn't have to pay. Not mumcha rabim, not mumcha beis din, he has to pay. But either way, the din is valid. It's kibul alayu. So then what would you have as a raya over here that you don't need not to resus? It's only going to work. It can work anyway because of the Kabbalah. That's basically Tosfos kash. Because of these two questions that the Ran has on Rashi, Elavadai, Hachi, Iker, Apirush. So it's a nupsak. What is the reading of Rav Yossi's words? Ikibuch alayu doesn't mean what Rashi said. Be'ledim, be'ledos. Rather, Ikibuch alayu stam. You're a dain. Nothing more. Stated. Patim natasumin. Why? Me'acha shehu mumche. V'kiblu aleyen balei dinim. Harehu k'ilu. So now it says, how does it work? So if he is a mumche and they're accepting him as dain, so that grants him immunity. How? Says the Ran, a bit of a mechanism here. Harehu k'ilu nakat rishusim v'meshgalusa u patim natasumin. So, getting the permission from the Bali Dinim is no different and no worse than granting the authority from Reish Galusa that would give you immunity through that. The Dinu. So the Ran makes a connection, an equation here. The Rishus of Reish Galusa, whatever that mechanism is, you have it over here in a Kabbalah that the Bali Dinim are saying you can be Adayim. Well, how is that? What's the connection? So Rishus, Shenosin Mulo Bali Adin Al Atzman, what are they doing? They're giving him a Rishus, an authority over themselves. You are our Lord. You are our Dayan. That is Elohim, right? You are our Lord. You can Lord over us. You have threat over us. That's what they're doing. Makabu, your quote unquote sovereignty on us. Some kind of swear on us. Not talking cheek, really. That's pshat, right? Makabu, that's what it is. There's the air anpin, obviously, in a small way. That's what they're saying. You're raising you up on a pedestal. You are our judge. So that's which there is that reshus that they're accepting on themselves. Omedes lo b'makom netilas reshus meirish galusa l'chol ha'olam. That stands for the dayin in the same as a substitute for netilas reshus that reish galusa gives them for everybody to be a lord over everybody. And here they're making him lord over them. Why? She'em shalitim al atzman k'mo reish galusa kol Yisrael. They own themselves. They have control of themselves. The Reish Galusa being like a melech, we'll see about him further in the Amud next week. But the Reish Galusa is considered like a melech, a gedra melech, and he has bailus in some way over Kal Yisrael, and therefore he can give the authority. He can put every person Kal Yisrael under the lordship of whatever you want to call it of this person he's being granting reshus to. So can the Bali Din themselves. They're shalit on themselves. The same way the Reish Galusa is shalit on everybody in the world, so too they are shalit on themselves. So they are giving him what the Reish Galusa gives, no different. Fascinating. That's the Ran's way of being masbir, how the Kabbalah works.
So then, what's the Reish
Galusa's
reshut
mohir?
Like anybody can just.
No, they tried it when they didn't. That's the point. Kibla Layu serves the same function, but the difference is if no one did it, we didn't make you our dayan. We didn't give you the right to depart the Milah Shalem. But the answer is, but that's what the Reish Galusa did. It sounds almost like a Surara type of thing, and that's what the Ptur Milah Shalem derives from. That's the halacha of Kibuchalayu. So what's Kibuchalayu? They didn't say anything about being putter if you make a mistake. They're just simply saying, you are a dayan. But that becomes the equivalent of Netilas Rishus. The ego Kibuchalayu. Zil Shrim. Why? Acha Shetayisa Velonatad Rishus Mirish Galusa. In fact, the Ran now, this Kasha should be familiar. The Imtoma Harmino Kamanda Amrulay Dainus Ledin Torah. Vafil Achim Mishal Mibeso. Where did we see this kasha before? Those are rush. The kasha, what's the difference in the Mishnah Bechoros? Where we said that in a similar case, when a makabel him, and yet he has to pay. And a kusha. Dahi, kisha ena mumcha mairi. Kedik tzibileel. Dikach tzarchu kabalasan. So he needs a kabbalah. Elisha kabalasan ena mo elis lo shi patim netashlumin. All the kabbalah can do is allow that he can judge them, but it won't work for Edyot to make him pater. That only is we have a mumche. In other words, commensurate with what level Dayan he is to begin with, is where the Kabbalah can now bring something more to the table. This is the Ran, and the Ran reads this idea into the Rif. Now remember, the Ran had the gears for Kiblu Alayu. Now he brings the Rif, but he says it's not so different. The Gaonim Zalgarsu, the gears for Gaonim that the Rif had, Iat Koris Gehu Zoshlim. If you called it then you have to pay the inu karulach lo tishalim. So it's the other, it's the case of tishalim first. But the difference is who called who. Kolomar imatash alachta lehem miatzmacha the kafisa some with ledin shizel kocho shel mumche shel rashay lochof eladim zeu shlim achas shelo natar to reshus because you didn't have to go through reshus mishkalusa. So kfi alone, if the din was done out of the kfiya, then you still have to pay the inu karulach. Kilomar Shekiblu Stam. So according to the Ran, what's the meaning of Inu Karulach? There was a Kabbalah Stam. That's the types of Karulach. They will make you with anything else go to Sarah. The Zen the Forest, the Kabbalah Bistam, that's exactly what we said. Mahani Lumumchak Teparishta Girsa Mishona, which is the same thing as the first Girsa. The first Girsa was not Karulach, but Kibbalah Alayu, but it's the same thing. All comes down to the same thing for the Ran. No difference in the Girsa, it's just a question of semantics. And again, Wamanu Figirsuzud, Yachid Mumcha Yachalach, Fuladu, and then he goes on with that, with the Koch of Fear. Yeah.
I get the answer that Tosafot Rashi and the Ran, they give to the Kasha, what's the difference between Da Vav and Da Pei, because the seemingly leaving out the whole point of the Antalat Din Torah, because the point before that, which is the full Kibbalayu for the Gemara and Vav says, is that, so it says that it's a Kibbalayu, and it says, oh, why is he paying? And it says, Antalat Din Torah. So the way the Ran...
But the Gemara is still working within the same Okimta of Kibbalayu. And Dinos and Torah is just modifying the Teretz.
But it seems
we didn't change the Teretz, we're just adding another
but
point.
But it seems at that point, at that, on that Vav, when it's just Kibbul Ayu, he'd be punted from paying, and that seemingly that lines up still with Dav Hey, where it says Kibbul Ayu...
It's all after it all plays out. The Gemara wasn't happy. The Gemara explained why, in the end, he has to pay. So then what's the difference? The Gemara explains he has to pay. Because Dinos and Torah, so same thing over here.
But it seems Dath Hey, according to the Ran, according to the Tosafot Rashi, according to everyone else, the types of Rashi, has nothing to do with Dinos and Torah.
So what are you saying? Dinos and Torah makes it worse. That's what you're asking, in effect. Maybe that should make it worse. And the Ran doesn't see such a thing. The Ran doesn't see Dinos and Torah as any worse than a Kabbalah stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we have to see. That we're going to see something like that in the Shach now also. Right? But that could be a difference. Let's take a look at the Shach already. Okay, I have a chance. We have two. Is there an extra one? It'll be in my office. If there's an extra one around. No, I don't want to take it with me. Go bring me from my office otherwise. No, you have your own.
No, the whole.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. This. Okay. Simon Chaf Hey. Sivkat Ramid. O Skimmel. Okay. Again, the Mar Mako. Hoshemish Bat Simon Chaf Hey. Os Lamed, Sivkat Lamed, Os Gimel. That's all we're doing. There's a lot before, a lot after. One Os within a Sivkat of the Shach. Shach and Chosh and Mishpat right, go in the same graphic. Chumash and Rashi, right? Chosh and Mishpat, the Shach. Lafian Yazdaiti. Nirin divrei Rashi nechonim uberun. He doesn't understand what everyone is asking on Rashi. Basic kashas on Rashi. The lo kasha alei kushas atosus v'harash klal. And now, in order to bring out his pshat, he's going to ask an interesting another ha'ara on the sugya, which I think we could probably resolve on our own. But he's going to show you how his teretz is going to solve another kasha. So he prefaces what he's going to say as follows: Mishum dinadatik ot. I mean, why did Rashi say b'chla what he said in explaining kibbuch alayu was this the ilo? Then they said dinos lived in Torah. Like, what does Rashi need to say all this? The Gemara doesn't say it. Rashi is adding things to the Gemara, and the Ran didn't say all this in the pshat of the Gemara. But it's more than that. V'lamal apirish kipshuta, right? That's number one. The answer is Rashi had another problem. Elevada koshele le Rashi, the following problem. Dilma dafka di eved dine dina. Umenalan di yachid mumche don lechatchila. Daha milishta de Rav Nachman Rav Chia mashma afilu lechatchila. Oh. So what is bothering Rashi that he has to make more of Yosef's words than we would have made of them? Because there's a horror you have here. If the Gemara is trying to show from the story of Yosef and Mazutra that you can be a Mumcha L'Rabim and do and fit within what the Braisa says of Don Afil Yechidi, even without Natar Rishus. The Braisa speaks of Chatchila, Rav Nachman speaks of Chatchila, Rav Chi speaks of Chatchila. And now we want to know what's called Mumcha L'Rabim, and we see from Mazutra that even if you don't have Mishus, not Mirish Kalusa, still, you can judge a Chatchila. Would you see that? What's the case of Mazutra? He judged her it. But where do we need to get to? We need to get to that a person who's Gomer B'Savar B'Lina to his Mishus can done L'Chatchila, that Rav Kigon Anor Rav Nachman done Afil L'Chatchila without Natu Mishus. Where's that in Mazutra? Mazutra was only did it already. That's the right Shach's cast. Now, if I don't go with the Shach's direction, what would you and I answer to such a cast? It's a good Ha'ar. Yeah?
So under Rav Acha, or under Rav Acha, even the Hedjuk can judge with the Evet. So
that's according to Rashi.
Isn't he a Rashi?
Well, no, but think the Kasha could be according to anybody. This is a Kasha Stamma Nesuki. Let's see how we could answer such a Kasha. Where do you see in Mazutra that you can have Gomer B'Savar B'Lina to his Mishus to be done Chatchila? Maybe it's only the Evet. Yeah?
Who says we're trying to prove L'Chatchila? Maybe we're trying to prove the Evet.
Yeah, but the Nachman's statement on the Brisa was al Chatchila. Could go on a nod that I could do with Chatchila.
And necessarily means even I could do it with the
other. Gemara hasn't proven that, but how would you, but seemingly you have to try to prove that he's everywhere Mumchal Rabin to the same extent as what was stated in the Brisa, but you don't see it, seemingly you don't see it.
Yeah. The fact that it didn't change if it was Kulai or not, meaning.
No, the Raya was the fact that even if it's low Kibuchalayu, still you have to pay, but it didn't stand. So you see, Gomer B'Savar B'Lina to Mishus is enough. All you see, it's enough, but the Eved. Will you see that L'Chatchila? Maybe L'Chatchila shouldn't do it. Maybe a Mumchal Rabbi should not, even if he's Mumchal, maybe he shouldn't judge.
Maybe the fact that he's probably a Gomer,
he didn't call him Chatzim.
I don't understand. The Gemara is asking whether or not the din is going to be a din. So they're asking the Yevon.
Yes. So the whole kasha is not so strong. Mert's asking, or it's, but seemingly the Rishach wants the proof to even go as far as back to the beginning. That he could be done also with whatever he has. So that you don't see. Yeah.
Isn't it Rashi say Dina Lab Dina the Hadar Dina?
No, it's true. On the side that not the Rishus is nothing, on the side that not the Rishus is essential, then without Nitzilas Rishus, it's Dina Lab Dina. That's what you see in the Gemara. That was Tosas Kasha and Rashi. Then if you took them with Rav Acha, then seemingly you're anyway going to have the same thing that of Shmuel. That was the Kasha Tos. Remember that? That was Tos Kasha and Rashi. Because the Gemara is discussing Gabi Dina Gav Dina Dina Dina, so according to Rashi, that the whole statement of the Brais is only within Shmuel and Rav Acha. So within, what have you proven? At the end of the day, you always have that to make it kasha b'di'evet. Okay, so we had ways to answer, but it's true. The Gemara's Shaila is speaking even to the b'di'evet, but the Shach sees it as going in both directions. That we're going to prove that someone who's a Gomer B'Savar B'Lina to Rishus can be Du Chatchila. Seemingly we haven't shown that. No, I would simply say,
the Gemara answered Shema Mina. And the whole question was
Shema Mina. No, the
Gemara question answered, you see that the court of Rashi, the whole question was, is it L'Chatchila or not? And the Gemara answered Shema Mina. So
the question was that L'Chatchila or B'Di'evet nothing. If without not to Rishus you're nothing, B'Di'evet. Or maybe you are something, and even L'Chatchila you could do it. In other words, maybe the Shadigma would go both directions. But then you aren't poshet both sides. You only poshet one side. I mean, you only poshet that the D'Evet is good. Anyway, that's the Shach's deal. All right.
Could you just answer similarly to Tosfos Kogonana? Because it's kind of a similar question. And just say that because you were because they were gummier, then there was no Hashad at all. It was totally fine.
Yeah, but maybe the whole halacha of Mumchal Rabbi would only be, yeah, I don't know if the Shach means because of that, maybe it's Mumchal Rabbi, can we do with the Evet? Anyway, I would just simply say that Mazutra would have done something that he shouldn't do, Chatchila. So once you know he did it, the Evet is good, obviously it means that Chatchila is okay too. Simple, you know? Yes? Yeah, but that's a different level of Chatchila. There's a Chatchila and there's Eitzah Tova, Mitzvah Chacham, yeah. Let's see, anyway, the Shach is going to say, I'm going to tell you now, we're going to resolve this Kasha too. So he says, because he thinks it was this Kasha that bothered Rashi, that Rashi had to portray a whole new face to the Sugya with Rav Yosef's words. So now the Shach continues. Here comes the real the meat of this piece. Okay. Elavadai, Hainu Mishum, the Stam Kabbalah Lefnei Mumche. Again, Stam Kabbalah Lefnei Mumche. You makabel the dayan as a dayan. You're not saying anything more than just a makabel you as a dayan. But who is he? He's a mumche l'rabbi. Stam kabbalah lefnei mumche havi ki'ilu pireis shemakablo ben l'din ben l'tos. This is what I was telling Yoni before when you brought this up. That maybe that first Rashi of im l'din ben l'tos didn't mean, we're going to say more explicitly soon, didn't mean that he actually said those words. It's that it was a Stam Kabbalah, which is going to translate into a full-blown acceptance of even if you make a mistake, you're off the hook. But not that you said those words. Not that you said those words. But that's the point. If he's a mumche, then the makabel him makes him patur milsharet. If he's not a mumche, then makabel him won't make him patur milsharet. But a mumche who he is already, who gives, which means he has already right to judge, and then you makabel him as a judge, that gives him immunity. Just like the Ram said within his own pshat. This is already Rashi too. Stam Kabbalah again. Stam Kabbalah lifnei mumche havi ki'ilu pirish makabel beledim beletos. That's regarding a mumche who is makabel stam. Ubehedyot. Stam Kabbalah Didei, an ordinary Kabbalah in front of a Hedyot, Havi Dafka Adaita Dereidun Din Torah, would be with Wadas, that he should judge. Din Torah. Kimashi Kasav Arash Gufi Lehedyot Perakam the Sanhedrin. V'alchi Muchach Nami Lehedyot Kamon De Parach Arav Avo. This is going to be clear from the Sugya Davav. So then how come he has to pay? And the Gemara answers, the Amrulei Dinus London Torah. Now, what's the meaning of those words in the Gemara, the Amrulei Dinus London Torah? How did Rashi read that vav? Usvile Rashi. Everyone with me? Yeah? So far, hold tough. Usfiru Rashi, the Hahasam on that vav of Dana Sadin, Al Karchach B'Shas Kabbalah Mitchila, Lo Amru Rei B'Feirus, Anu Mekablim Oscha Adaita the Tedun London Torah. Rashi felt the Gemara could not mean on that vav that the case of the person who's not a Mumcha LeBeisdin, who made a mistake. The din stands, but he has to pay. Could not mean that they actually said initially, we expect din Torah. That's not what the Gemara could have meant. Gemara could not mean that that's what he said up front. Why? Here's where he's going to start saying something more. The imkain vadai kishelo dun din Torah hadadina. What do you mean he has to pay? One litigant will give back the other litigant what the mistake was. I don't have to pay. The din gets reversed because he said din Torah wasn't din Torah. If that's what he insisted on in the beginning, then I'm not going to have to pay because the whole din didn't stand. The altnaizeh kiblu. The whole kabbal was altnai dinosaur din Torah. The kemen shalon is kaim atnai havei kabbal kiman b'leisa. You can't consider a dinosaur din Torah in the beginning a Kabbalah that's going to make the din stand but it'll have to pay because it's going to be worse than that. If you say dinosaur din Torah in the beginning and the din makes a mistake, then the whole din gets reversed. And here he says it's Dilo Kemoshkas and Muki Yosef B'Shem Achronim Tzeptesim and Muki Yosef, what he's referring to, but that it would still be a din, but he has to pay. He says, no, Rashi would hold. If you said initially, Dan's going to Torah in the beginning, and then he goes and makes a mistake, the whole thing gets turned around. The imkain harder din la rabavo. So then the din would be reversed. So what is the pshat in the Gemara davak? What does it say in the Mishnah? He has to pay, but the din stands. So what does the Gemara mean? Elevadai, hasamachi pirusha. What's the pshat in the Gemara Davar? The lahachi mishalmi beiso. What does he have to pay the dying? I made a mistake. Why? The yachli the name alei. This should be an echo of something we saw earlier in Shir. What is he echoing without quoting him? The yachli the name alei. They're able to tell him. Kiki ba'nu oscha mitchila b'stam. This, that we are mekabel you initially when we said nothing to you, Mr. Dayan, who's not a mumche. Ha'isa kavana seinu. Ba'adayta da'ochi kabelun al-chalon. The Dayan is learned in Torah. The kevah the ta'olav in Torah done. What does this mean? When are they saying this? After the fact. Is this, how to punctuate the sentence? Similar to like the, he quotes not Maram, but Mashal, but it's all the same. Bechein pirish Mashal hasa b'sevach hafas shlomo. Umashba somewhere ahead, the midrav began Rashi's field at pirish came. Unlike the Aruch Lener, who drew a straight line between Rashi and Davhei and the Sugya Davav and said, oh, from Rashi Davhei, see, he learned Dennis and Dintar and Davav as what was said initially, the Shach is saying, Rashi is learning the Dennis and Dintar and Davav as the claim that they'll make after the fact. When we mekabel you, Mr. Hedyel Dayan, we only wanted it that you should have to judge in Torah, otherwise you have to pay. The din will still stand, because he'll mekabel him, but he'll have to pay. And that's the time that dinosaur in Torah, that's what we had in mind. That you would judge first in Torah, they're talking afterwards. Again, this is what we saw in the Maran. It's all what they're coming back after. That's on Davav. But what about Rashi here? Now, we took care of the first Rashi. In Kibbul Chalayu, says the Shach, what's Kibbul Chalayu? Not that they said, we're accepting the toast. Rather, what does Kibbul Chalayu mean? Kabbalah stam. What's the implicit Kabbalah stam on a mumcha l'rabin? That we're accepting the Torah. And that's why you put this as a Yosef to Masri. V'ilo v'usrin. What's the v'ilo now? It says Rashi, v'ilo, words of Rashi, in lo kibbut ta'u sachaleim, da'amru lach dinus London Torah. What does Rashi mean here? The Amru Lach Dinus London Torah. When? Before. What the Shach is doing, he's separating the context of Dinus London Torah Davav and the Kavana Rashi and Davav. Let's see inside. Then we can Hach Hach Epirush. In Kibruch Bistam Rav Yosef to Mazutra. If they're accepting you carte blanche, the Havi, which would mean what? The Havi Kabbalah Gami Bengla Din Bengla Tos, which is a Kabbalah no matter what. Wrote to Shalem that you put them. They effectively granted you immunity from pain. The Ilo, and if not, Kigon to Omru Lach, they said to you. Dine is London Torah, when did they say to you? The Shasha Kibrucha. At the time that they're mekabel you as Dayan, then they said Dayan in Torah, then Zushrim. Now, what did the Shach say about Davav? If he would have said, if they would have said to an ordinary Dayan in the beginning, Dayan in Torah, and he made a mistake, what would be the result? Zero! The whole thing turns around! But over here, Rabbi Yosef to Mazutra, if they would say, and therefore Davav Bigmar meant only, they'll say after the fact. So then he, they didn't stand because they're mekabel without any strings attached. They help come with titles later on, and that helps them that they don't, that he has to pay. Rashi over here is talking about Dinosaur in Torah in the beginning. But who are we dealing with? What kind of a diet? That's exactly what Gemara is going to show you. He's a Mumchel Rabin, even without a Tilas Rishus. So therefore, if they tell you up front, zero, without anything, they just say, Mekabel you, so then he's off the hook from pay. That grants him immunity. That's part one. Kibbul Chalayim means the Mekabel you stam, and that becomes, in effect, accepting the toast. The Ilo, and if not, meaning that they may tell you, strings attached, that is within Torah, given that you are mumcha already. So now, what's going to be the result? Din o din, you have to pay. Because they said to you, that is within Torah. Beautiful Raya in the Gemara. What are we trying to prove? That Mumcha L'Rabim does not need to have Netilas Resus. And that's the point of the Shach's question earlier. That L'Chadchila he can judge. Bal Korcho. What's the Raya from this statement of Yosef that he can even judge L'Chadchila Bal Korcho? L'Chadchila Bal Korcho. Again, he's learning into Rashi that he can be done Aydik Fiyah. And you can see everything from the story of Rav Yosef. The Imlokain, if it weren't true that a priori, a Mumcha L'Rabim, even without a Tilas Rishus, he's called Mumcha L'Rabim, and he can judge completely even L'Chadchila, if he didn't have that, then the Kabbalah would not be able to give him that, in a case where the Kabbalah was stunned, he'd be putter from paying. And the case where the Kabbalah was down to a din Torah, that the din would be a din. The imlokin afilo amrulei the fairest b'shas Kabbalah down to a din Torah. El kiblu stam hablei l'shale. Let's say he wouldn't say strings attached down to a din Torah. But nevertheless, all we're giving you is the right to judge, but not the right to be part of the tank. What do you see in immunity here? Daha yesh lomar, because we can always say the lachi kibluhu. The Kabbalah was, remember, there were no words in the Kabbalah. So the Kabbalah would be Adaita delayed and din Torah kemo gabi hedit. Elavadai mumche l'olam dinei dina filo bakarcho. So what do you see mucha from Rav Yosef to Mazutra? That the mumche has the right to judge even bakarcho, that's what we're proving as well. And you don't even do a thrashus for that. V'ilkach afilo amale b'feish b'shas Kabbalah dainz din Torah b'tah kamdina. Because you can't reverse what he has anyway going for him. You can't say, well, it's a zero because we want the din Torah. Without that, all bets are off. You have no right to judge. What do you mean? I don't need you to judge. I can judge without you. You can't argue that since the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, Havli Kabbal Kaman Deleisa. Da'afri lo kiblu dino din. Can you really bark upon a Rashi? To the extent that Ucha Leida Mahikshu Tosus Farosh Alav. I don't know why everyone's bothering Rashi. Rashi's clear as day. The Ulai Sviru Tosus, the Kaman Nami, Mayri Kishamru Mitchila Danza Din Torah. Yeah, apparently Tosus learns that the Gemara Davav is like the Achaneth thought also, that the Gemara Davav is Danza Din Torah up front. And nevertheless, even a non Mumche, through the dinosaur in Torah, Dino Dan, he just has to pay. So then we have the problem on Rashi. Tosus learned the Davav, they said a front dinosaur in the Moshe Kasabdu Kamam, Shemarambam, Yushalmi, Chayna Rosh, maybe Yod, they said in the beginning. But nevertheless, Mahayula and Mahakshos, Kokach, Pshitos, Apirish Rashi, Blitkos, Perusha, Mehodil Kamon, the Pasha, the Mosa, Mashmasam, Kipirish Rashi, Moshe Safdi, and so on. Alright, so we're going to Shach. Not a hosach, not a hosagah. An os of a sivkot and a shach. In a nutshell, what is the shach's reconfiguration of Rashi? Rashi did not mean kibruch, that they said we're accepting the toast. So right away the Ram's kasha of pshitlag falls away. And as far as the other kasha from the sugya davav, so the answer is Rashi says kibruch alayu, that's a Kabbalah stam equals for a mumcha that I'm accepting the toast. Elo, if they said Dinah in Torah at the initial stages for a mumcha, that still means he has to pay. Were he not a mumcha? So we go different halacha in both of these cases. Were he not a mumcha l'rabin? Were the Tilas Rishus a prerequisite to the Mumcha L'Rabin? Were he not allowed to be done L'Chadchila, Al-Yedei Kfiyah? Then both of these cases would have a different result. Both. A Kabbalah Stam would lead where? Would he have to pay? Kabbalah Stam, if he wasn't a Mumcha L'Rabin, if he didn't have a right to judge the Kfiyah, then he'd have to pay. And Rav Yosef says, Lo Tishav. So that's already a proof that he's a mumcha l'rabim masut, he had right to judge by himself for chatchila too. All that comes into the Gemara's proof that he's a mumcha l'rabim by without his rishut, and he has a right to judge without the guy's kabbalah. So what does the kabbalah grant him? Immunity from pain. Were he not a mumcha l'rabim, he wouldn't get immunity from pain with the kabbalah stop. Similarly, the next part of Yosef, when they said Dinosaur in Torah up front, were he not a mumcha l'rabim who had a right to judge unilaterally, what would be the result in a case where he made a mistake? If he was not a mumcha l'rabim with the right to judge unilaterally, what would be the result of a case where they said right up front Dinosaur in Torah? The whole din would be reversed, because we insisted right up front there should be din Torah, and we're deciding, we're calling the chef, you couldn't do it without us. We're calling the chef. We're telling you it's got to be this way. If you make a mistake, all bets are off. Nothing happened. The whole din is zero. So essentially, what the Pshat doesn't spell out, what comes out of the Shach Pshat is that the Gemara's raya to Mazuta being Mumchil Rabin with Antilas Rishus, which also shows that he has a right to Chatchila to judge unilaterally, that emerges not just from part one of Rabbi Yosef's statement, but from both parts of Rabbi Yosef's statement. Which is just bring this out from the Shach. According to the Shach Pshat, the Gemara has proven its point not just from the Ikibluch, but from the Ilo as well. Because according to the Shach's premise, both of these halves of Yosef are only true given the fact that we're dealing with a person who has the halakha mumcha l'rabim, who also could be kofer ladun by himself unilaterally. So a kabbalah b'stam would give him the unity milishalem, and a kabbalah of dinosaur din Torah would mean that the din stands, but he does have to pay. Whereas on the Mishnah b'choros, where the race of the Mishnah is discussing not a mumcha l'rabim, so the halacha is the din stands, he has to pay. What's the case? The case is they will mekabel him without strings attached. How come he has to pay? Because he can come back later and explain that their kabbalah was with what thoughts? That has to be according to the Torah. But they can't use that to reverse the din, because they didn't say that up front. But they can use the taina of dinosaur in Torah after the fact in order to ensure that he has to pay. This is the mahal of the shach, and this would answer the kasha satosu had in Rashi. Okay, what's strange about it? The dinosaur in Torah in the two Rashi here and the Gemara Davar are very different. Yeah. The Aruch HaNer we start off with didn't think that should be so. This is what from Rashi here, it's Mash for the Pshat Gemara is over there. They said in the beginning, the Shach couldn't imagine that's the Pshat Gemara. The answer is, but why Tosas has Kakasha and Rashi? Because apparently Tosas learns the Gemara that has been told that he said it up front. Okay, but how come he has to have such a Kasha and Rashi? The Gemara could have meant it different. More or less, this is the Mahalach of the Shach. Yeah, Avram.
Would Rashi agree though that a Hegel who is up front makes stipulations in Torah would be
if they were Makabo Stam.
So not Makabo Stam.
Makabo with what words?
With the Torah from in the beginning. Then he would be possible from paying afterwards, right?
Yes, he would, because the din reverse. The din is null and void. That's why he's Pata.
No, not that the din is null and void.
That's why he's Pata, because no. He can be Pata one of two ways. He can be Pata because he got such great immunity, because he's already a mumcha that has the authority, and then on top of that they makabel him, so that gives him the immunity. Take the Ran's version of it, because they're shalita malachmam, and then they can give that over to him. The other way he can be Pata Mosham is because the whole din falls apart, so therefore it's not me to pay. The whole din goes back, so then Ruby get back to Shimon. I don't have to be the one to do it. The whole din, I didn't cause hezek. The din is basically null and void. According to the Shach, if you would say to a Hedyot in the beginning, Dinosaur din Torah, and he made a mistake, then the whole din would be reversed. And that's how Rashi knew that Adaf Vav, it could only mean after the fact, that they could time it back, either rhetorically or this is what we meant before, Dinosaur din Torah.
And then also, I don't understand how you learned that this is not a for the
because his point is this, that if the reason why the Kabbalah brings it up a notch is because Everything less than that, he had already. In other words, you can't tell me that I'm giving you anything that you have already in my Kabbalah. So if he didn't have a right to be kofer, if you needed me to be able to judge me, then you can't use a Kabbalah stam as a granting of immunity if you make a mistake, because you need me to validate you as a dayan just to be able to judge. The answer is no, you can judge me without me. You have already the koach to be kofer. So when the Makabal, then the Kabbalah makes it that much more. We'll see more about this in the Rush. The Rush sees Kabbalah very much like that. Kabbalah brings it up to what we would otherwise not have, and then that's why the next... Why did the Yevet can't have to judge? No. No. He has no right. You mean...
No, I'm saying
because it's Shmuel, because
the fact that the Kabbalah has to give you doesn't have to mean that Lechatchila, without Rishus, he could be kofa.
The Shachar assumes that means he could be kofa, so that it's available to him. Let's, okay, we have a few minutes. Let's say a little something on the parasha, okay?